what does it say about the character and the resiliency of this football team to win on a short week, win on the road, shorthanded in a sense?
Yeah, it feels good. Honestly, it feels good. I think it says a lot about the guys in this locker room. We stayed together the whole game. You know, they did some good things defensively, some different pressure looks that we hadn't seen. You know, that's tough on a short week, but we found a way to win a close ball game, and that's ultimately what we struggled with last year was winning on the road and winning close ball games, and we've done that successfully these first six games.
It really hits you a good couple of times. How are you coming right now?
Feel great. We're 5-1, baby.
On those first two touchdowns, you played with the short field. What was the benefit of that?
And that's always huge. You know, obviously after turnover from the defense, there's some momentum going on. That first one, shoot, we were trying to find a way. We had the fourth down conversion, and then the touchdown to Ertz there. That was a big play. And then the other one, you know, just, again, take advantage of the short field. And that's something we've really focused on is red zone and finding ways to convert touchdowns, not field goals. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that.
Carson, you guys have lost Spoles, you lost Fletcher for a while. You lost half the secondary for a couple of games. You go on and on. Jordan Hicks tonight.
Yeah.
What does it show about this team that you've been able to overcome that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows a lot about our depth and just the belief we have in one another. You know, we always just believe next guy up. You know, it's the next guy up mentality. And obviously we miss those guys that are hurt, but we just stay together and we don't let it phase us and just keep plugging along.
Carson, you guys had the third and 16 and you put together the kind of four plays, 81 yards down the field. Take us through that drive and what was working all of a sudden.
Yeah, that was huge. That was a huge drive. You know, you never want to be in third and 16. And Carolina tonight did some different things on third down, brought some different pressures, so they made it tough on us. But, you know, we found a way to convert that one and then had the big play shortly thereafter and then just kept the foot on the gas and found a way to get Nelly in the end zone there.
What about after the turnover, Russell Douglas' interception? You guys got both 12 and you needed 7 plays to get it in. And what did that show about the character of the team?
Yeah, I mean, I was frustrated it took us that many plays, first of all, but we found a way. You know, we found a way to punch it in there, that short field. You know, we always got to take advantage of that when we can. And defense did great tonight. You know, they gave us the short field a couple times with a couple turnovers there. Ultimately, I think that was the difference in the ballgame.
Did you think you were going to get in when I think a few plays before you scored, especially when you scrambled and got down to one?
Yeah, I wish I would have got in.
You guys started off great last year. Getting off to another good start this year, do you feel like this team knows how to handle it better and knows how to prepare and play better down the stretch?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, having a year together with this team, under coach, myself, you know, everything, we're just built differently. We're built differently. We have different character makeup in that locker room. And, you know, we just have a bunch of guys that believe that no matter the situation, we can find a way to win a ballgame.
Carson, when you continue to get hit, how do you mentally keep going back out there? I mean, what do you do?
You don't think about it. Honestly, you don't think about it. I just go look at the surface, figure out why I got hit, what was the protection issue, and just go fix it. And then just keep playing ball. You know, it's football, you're going to get hit. It's going to happen. And, you know, just keep plugging along.
It seemed like they blitzed a lot, especially in the first half. Was it more than you expected, and how did you guys adjust to that?
Yeah, that's like I said, you know, they did some different things that we hadn't seen yet. On a short week, like I said, that's tough. You know, so hats off to them. They did some good things they kept our back in, having to put our back on linebackers and did some different things. So I think we did a better job in the second half, kind of got those things cleaned up. But, you know, hats off to them. That's a good defense.
You mentioned the surface on your last drive before Carolina got their last chance.
Yep.
On the third and 7 or whatever it was, you threw the Hurts and Blake Nelson was completely uncovered.
Yeah.
Did you actually see that?
Yeah, I'm pretty mad about that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty ticked off when I came out, and that's the last play I was in other than the kneel down, so still kind of ticked off, but thankfully the defense got the job done.
Well, what happened on that play where you went to Hurts?
Yeah, it was just a two-play call there, and I changed the play at the last second. Clock was running down, so I didn't quite get a chance to survey the field like I would have wished.
You and Ertz hooked up twice in the end zone, 4 times this season. What's been the difference for you guys in the red zone?
You know, I think we just have a relationship, you know, that we've just built that chemistry. I'm knowing kind of what he's going to do. I can read his body language pretty well. And that's just honestly been the difference. And then that, and we have him, we have other guys to spread the ball around. You know, the first one, Alshon kind of took a double coverage over there. They had two guys over there. So, you know, hats off, you know, a guy like Alshon taking that, create some other openings, and that's what we did.
A game like this where nothing comes easy, is it kind of in a way more rewarding or satisfying than, you know, 34-7?
Yeah. I mean, it feels great, honestly. That was a hard-fought win on the road, on a short week, on primetime TV. So to come out of it 5-1 and to know that we're at home the next couple weeks, that's big for us.
Zach has talked about how you and sort of your guys' close group has helped him change mentality. Do you notice a big difference in him on game days?
Yeah. I think he's come a long way. You know, I think he was never a selfish player by any means, but I think just his mentality and his team first attitude, you know, he's come a long way. And him and I off the field are so similar, you know, in our spiritual beliefs and everything. You know, we're so close. So it's just really cool to see how far we've all come together.
It didn't really seem like their secondary gave you too much of a challenge. What did you see out of their defensive guys?
Yeah, I mean, they did some good things, honestly. They mixed up the coverage as well. I thought the biggest thing they did was just their pressure looks. You know, they mixed that up and kind of kept us guessing, kept us on our toes. Their DBs made some good plays, but I think we made more of them.
Thanks, Carson.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.